To embrace your role as a conscious creator, you must do two things. One is to let go, and the other one is to allow. Now, that two, they'll sound like the same things, but they're quite different. Now, as you're on this journey of realizing that you are a creator of your universe, a creator of your reality, it's important to recognize that this means that you're taking full responsibility over the reality that you create, over the things that you experience in life. Now, with getting on this journey, with beginning this journey, you first have to acknowledge and be aware as to where you are presently. You must be aware that all of the things that make you unhappy, all of the sufferings are rooted in you essentially not knowing who you are, in you essentially taking in these subconscious beliefs, these programs, these ideas, and taking them on as your identity, as who you are, and accepting them as your reality. But when you realize, though, that this journey is about coming into the understanding that you create your reality, then you begin the journey of unraveling all of the old programmings and the old paradigms that has basically controlled your life, making you feel lost, making you feel like you just have no control, have no sense of direction, making you feel lost. You understand now that it is all about what it is that you want to create for yourself. And when you have an intention of creating what you want, then you realize that you first have to let go of all of the old programmings that has held you back from self-realization. Now, that can be the hardest part of this journey, because it means that you have to be open, and it means that you have to let go of what you currently identify yourself as being. You have to let go of this idea of who you think you are. And that can be very scary, because if you don't understand, if you don't have a sense of faith along this process, that you will ultimately turn out better at the end, but really fearing the unknown and not knowing who it is that you are and not trusting that you are better, truly better than who you currently are, then it's going to leave you in a space where you are living in fear and you're really hesitant to move forward. So you have to go through the process of breaking down these unproductive thoughts, breaking down these belief systems that you know don't serve you, that you know are holding you back, that are keeping you miserable, keeping you depressed, and breaking those things down gradually, starting with the smallest thing, right? And or the thing that is the most tangible or most like in your face, the most obvious thing. And recognizing that, okay, you can identify this belief system to a particular cause or a root, right? You can pinpoint it down to exactly where you get this belief system from. Then you can dissect and understand that this isn't your belief system in the first place. This is a belief system that somebody gave to you. And maybe at a younger age, maybe when you were at a very vulnerable state, maybe you were going through something traumatic, you absorbed and took in this subconscious belief system and basically made it yours. And that's the thing. This is about making what you want to make yours. This isn't about just accepting what somebody gives you and thinking, oh, well, if this person lives in this reality and creates this reality for themselves, and for some weird reason I look up to this person, then I'm going to assume it and accept it as my own, right? Because this person is an adult, I'm a child, this person seems to be more successful, and I believe that I'm not successful. So there's various reasons why you put a person on a pedestal, assuming that everything they say is right, and thus taking in their belief systems as your own. And so the journey is really letting go of these belief systems, because even though a belief system may work for one person, it doesn't necessarily, isn't going to work for you. And you have to recognize what it is that resonates with you. And it comes down to everything, whether it be old belief systems, whether it be new belief systems, whether it be teachings and books or, you know, techniques. All of it comes down to what truly resonates with you, because if it doesn't resonate with you, then it's not going to empower you. It's not going to add value to you. So you have to look at those old paradigms and those old patterns and recognize what doesn't serve you. You have to be willing to let them go. Simply start there. Be willing to let them go. And then start to ask yourself, what is it that you truly want to believe, right? What is the reality you want to create for yourself? And as you go through this process, you begin letting go of the old and starting anew. And so as you let go and you recognize that, okay, these things don't serve me anymore. This is the creation. This is the life, the lifestyle. This is the universe that I want to create, the reality that I am setting for myself. Then you go on to another part of the journey, right? Which is simply allowing, which is simply accepting. Accepting who you truly are, recognizing that you are more than your name. You are more than your body. You are more than your gender. You are more than your sexual orientation. You are more than your history, your background. You are more than what your culture is, right? You are more than that. And once you get down to the truth as to who you are, pure consciousness, having a human experience, then you identify that you must lead with consciousness and allow. You must allow yourself to be yourself. You must accept who you are and identify all of the things that make you special and unique. And even though they may have been weird when you were growing up, they may have been weird now to other people. And that's the thing. You have to recognize that whatever thing you identify as weird or odd is actually where your gift lies. And as soon as you accept that and allow, right, accept yourself and allow yourself to be who you are, then that's where the true conscious creator comes into play. That's where conscious creation begins. Because as long as you are connected and you identify your truth, your essence, that is going to be your North Star that is going to lead you along the journey of fulfillment and happiness. You just have to let go and you just have to allow. So let go of the past, let go of the negative programming, let go of the thoughts and the paradigms that do not serve you, the fear, the anger, the frustration, the doubt, the insecurity, and then put in place feelings of passion, feelings of happiness, feelings of confidence, feelings of curiosity, courage, and of course, acceptance. And once you go into that space with those sense of, you know, characteristics and feelings, then you will go through life understanding that it is your acceptance and your allowance of who you are that is truly going to guide you through this path of creating the universe, the reality that you want for yourself. Thus, making manifestation, making the things that you desire and have decided to create for yourself way easier to obtain. You just have to simply allow yourself to be you. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my daily newsletter, and also get access to this free ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.